It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Episode 20 of the 8 for 52 podcast season 2 is a go. Bushy with you. And as always, joining me is one Nitesh Hemlani. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to you.
Hello, Bushy.
Right, we got a lot to get through this week, and lots happening last weekend as well. The plenty getting underway.
Plenty of wrong tips for you.
Oh, the sledging
there
starts.
There we go. Get into it.
Well, that's true. I had a shocker, and we'll go through that in the upcoming outs and ins about just how bad my tipping was.
Almost the biggest choke of the weekend.
Almost.
I feel so bad.
Then again, we will be talking about USRC Premier versus KCC last weekend. So, second biggest choke of the weekend, perhaps.
Second biggest choke of the weekend.
Then we'll get on to that. We've got all the games coming up as well. Tammy Chu's going to join us as well. No women's cricket wrap this week because there's only the plenty games, but yep. She's going to join us for ins and outs and give us her expert tips as well. And we got some big birthdays coming up.
Yes.
I've got a special birthday one, in fact.
Ooh, not on the script?
Not on the script. Because it's not in my database.
Another one.
A bit like the cheat code, but you'll like this one.
Your database needs updating.
Only if people send me birthdays. I'm not a mind reader, Nitesh. That's my tipping last week shows.
I just assumed every weekend you go through Cricket 4 trying to find people's birthdays.
That's how I found there's 170-odd people in my database.
171 after today.
Well, no, because I'm still waiting to find out how old this person is. But we'll do that in birthdays coming up later on. I think it's a big show. We need to get on and get on the way.
Let's do it.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Let's have a look at last week's games here around Hong Kong in cricket. Nitesh, let's start with the plenty.
The plenty. Did we start over at KCC? Probably the more exciting of the two games.
Ooh, it was a cracker. All 40 overs, of course, because I was commentating. You know, rest for me while everyone else gets to go home early at Mission Road. This was a bizarre game of cricket.
Ooh, bizarre. Bizarre is a good word. So KCC, batting first after winning the toss, got off to a good start. But then kept losing wickets. And at one point, it looked like they would be bowled out for below 150. They were 129 for 7.
I thought they were going to get bowled out for 140.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to be a
They probably should have been.
Yeah, but then enter. Down at number 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think
five.
9.
9?
Yeah.
The specialist number 9.
KKCC's new cheat code.
The new cheat code. Hiding down at number 9, wicketkeeper Tom Huizenga. So this is Tom Huizenga's first Premier League T20 game.
I assume so. Yes, it was. He told me it was because he was a debutant as well as young 16-year-old Shayan Puri.
So the case is clearly missing the frontline keeper. Well, Jamie was there. Why didn't Jamie keep? Chris Carter wasn't there.
No, Jamie doesn't like to keep if he doesn't have to. I mean, if Will Walsh is available, he gets the keep. You know, anyone else that can keep, he gets to sit in slips.
Or
drop a catch at mid-off. Ouch. Anyway,
pick
carry
for
on.
His keeping. Belts 28 of 11 balls, 2 fours, 2 sixes, right at the back end of the innings to lift KCC up to 175 for 8. Pretty good score.
Yeah, decent score. You'd think still par at KCC.
Small boundaries.
It was a batting track. It didn't turn.
Yeah.
It wasn't diving off the pitch, off the seam or anything. It was a batter's track. Everybody just managed to figure out how to get themselves out.
Bit like the Premier League one-day final. So 175 here. Hassan Khan, 4 for 38. The left-arm spinner, right? Hasn't come up. Those are the quick
ones. That's the quicker one.
Quick ball.
I can't remember his other name. But Ali Hassan is the spinner.
Ali Hassan, the spinner. 3 for 22. 2 for 40 for Paras Singh Benny. Good bowling effort from USRC. USRC now chasing. Now, they started really well. Mohammad Sardar is a really good player. Hong Kong under 19. Went to the China door. 60 of 49. Great start. And then they lost their way a little bit when Shahad Wasif got out.
Well, let's just say, firstly, As it happens quite often, Sardo was dropped a couple of times. I think one of the drops was that Jamie one. Yes, the turning point of this game was when Mohammad Sardo and Shahid Wasif decided to go for two.
Yes.
Didn't need to go for two. They had this in cruise mode. They were going to win with 10, 12 balls to spare here. Shahid he's on 48. It gets Sardo's cruising on 60. They come back for a second. On the arm, I think, of Farhad Hayat. It was a poor decision.
It's good arm, Sardar. Run out 60 of 49. Very good innings by the youngster. Two overs later, Shahad Wasif pops it up in the air, trying to go for glory. 48 of 32, missed out on 50. Very good innings. Farhad Hayat, the fielder, once again. Mm. He had a good day in the field. And then he had a good day with the ball, bowling that final over.
Well, that's the thing, okay? Farhad Hayat was going at 11s before he started that over. He was 3 overs, none for 33. They only needed 9.
Yes.
So they still had this in the bag. They'd only lost 5 wickets at this point. So USRC, 9 runs off the last over. Easy peasy. Except for Farhad Hayat, who used to play for USRC, just to rub salt in the wound, comes in and bowls an over, it only goes for 3.
Yeah, bowled really well wide. Yorkers targeting the offside. I think Aftab left one thinking he might be called a wide. And then Benny got beaten by
one. Wasn't even close to a wide. That's the problem. I watched that ball on replay going, what were you thinking?
Yeah, that second leave. It's a pressure situation.
It is. And that last ball.
Yeah. Spot on.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was the catch. That was the wicket.
So Aftab goes for the scoop.
Yes, not for the smash. He needs a 6.
It's a short fine leg boundary.
Yep.
I think it was a perfect ball to scoop. He got it right down there, low full toss, got underneath, flicked his wrist just millimeters off in timing and execution, caught a short fine leg.
Yeah, by Cheyenne Puri. To end the game. I mean, I was out of voice by the end of that game, that's for sure. Tommy Heisinger picked up the umpire's player of the match.
Yes.
Trick Heroes gave it to Zaz Khan, but you and I were discussing earlier this week, I do believe that 28 changed the game.
Yeah,
it just so much more pressure to put on the batters because 130, 140, 150 wasn't enough.
He also took a great catch for the first wicket. The high top edge running back.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yes.
I think on commentary, I'm yelling, oh, he's not going to get there. Then yeah. I went, oh, whoops, I forgot it was Tom Heisinger, the fittest man out there, and made it all the way down to the 30-yard circle, running backwards to take a catch. So, yeah, worthy winner on that one. We both picked KCC, and we only got that tip by the skin of our teeth.
I feel so bad. The USRC had a great chance then. They'll come back strong. They're looking like a good outfit this season.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. We'll cover that in ins and outs coming up next week on Sunday. Also, in the morning at KCC, it was the Women's Premier League T20, the Plenty.
Yes.
Lantau, with a very strong side, up against KCC with no Yasmin Dazwani.
Yeah, I mean, we did expect... Do you know why she didn't play?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what happened?
She got injured playing for the Saracens. Collided with a teammate, busted shoulder. We're going to get to the Saracens game later on, but not only did they do that... They did that. And so KCC left with no Yasmin Dazwani and still put in a really good effort.
I mean, it was a good effort. The young bowlers, we talked about KCC lacking a bit of experience, and I think that's what we saw. Joelene Kaur, very smart with a 53 or 65. Below it on a ball, but exactly what Lantau needed. Made sure they batted out the 20 overs, got a score on the board. And then here's the thing with Lantau. They've got 20 overs of pretty good bowling in there, and they bowled really well throughout. They fought well, KCC maidens, but... Unable to chase that 125 was always going to be a lot.
And what did you, 86 all out in the final over? So they almost batted their 20. I mean, we are talking brand new, fresh players, and the Header sisters.
Yes,
that was the team. 86 on the board, plenty of extras, of course, but also there were some runs here and there. Maheen getting a 16
and 2 for 26 with the ball. So good game for her.
Yeah, it was good. I liked what I saw from Rita Header. Bowling a lot faster than I've ever seen. Apparently, she used to be really quick when she was young. Then she got really slow. Now she's quick and straight. Fielding would be the issue for KCC. That score would have been under 100 had they got one of the about 733 missed runouts and a few drop catches.
So, Lantau CC, 53 for Joelene Kaur. We mentioned it. There's also 4 wickets from Hegdeep going. 4 wickets for wicketkeeper Vansi Chaudhry. She can bowl as well.
Not wicketkeeping, though. Joelene did the
Yes, Joelene kept this game. So, Vansi bowled.
Yeah.
She didn't know she could bowl.
Yeah, she cleaned up the tail. She bowls well. She's quick. She can do anything except for bat against KCC, where she got out for 1, I think.
No, it was 4-ball duck. Really,
4-ball duck, yeah.
Caught Heather, bowled Heather.
Yeah, that was a massive wicket, but they still managed to put on good runs. So, yeah, congratulations to Lantau and Joelene. You were clever.
I got that pick. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, both Tammy and I did pick KCC. We'll have to have a look to see what the injury status. There's no KCC games this weekend anyway. So move on to the game over at Mission Road, and we'll start with the men's. They played in the afternoon. It was the big one. The Asqua Little Saiwan up against PACC missing Zeeshan Ali.
Yeah, but they still had a lot of players. When we talked about the list of players PACC had to call upon, I did forget about Anas Khan. Unfortunately, he opened the bowling. He bowled really well, but it was actually the wickets of Yasim, Ehsan Nawaz, Ghazanfar Muhammad just tore their way through Little Saiwan. All of them falling cheaply, except for the former Bahrain captain, Heather Ali. Carried the innings on his back, 78 of 55.
Yeah, that's half the score.
Yeah, basically. He basically carried them. They were 38 for 4 in 7 overs. The game looked done already. Mm. They just passed the first power play. Heather Ali got them to a score they could defend. Sherry Khan.
And I did notice that Munir was playing.
Yeah, Munir played.
Yeah, you're thinking he wasn't going to because of Saturday restrictions, but he did play.
He got 13 of 8 coming down the order run out by Tarek Nawaz Azrul Rana. PACC Premier looked in trouble. They looked in trouble at one. They were 7 for 2. Anas Khan opening batting. Opened the bowling and opened the batting. Well, no, he batted 3. I'm mistaken. The first wicket fall was Hafiz Khan.
Still a lot further up than he bats for Cricket Hong Kong.
3-ball duck, unfortunately. Ball Sherry Khan.
That's why he bats at number 10 in Cricket Hong Kong.
Hafiz Khan was the first wicket run out. That's where it looked really bad for them. And then Anas out. Then they were also around 50 for 3 in 7 overs.
I'm being mean to Anas. He bats well up the order when he's doing T20s and usually saves the Cricket Hong Kong side at times. So.
And, well, this time around, Yasin Murtaza and Tariq Nawaz. To the rescue, 50 for 3 became 123 from 4, and it was pretty straightforward there for PACC after that. Yasin 39 of 28, Tarek Nawaz 84 of 49. Really clinical chase in the end by PACC.
Yeah, it was good runs all round. I mean, you're talking PACC chased that down with, 8 balls to spare.
Yeah.
So they both went deep on that one, and well done to Tarek Nawaz getting the player of the match with that 84. I picked Little Siwon, so.
Yeah, I don't know why. Again, that's very mean.
Because Seashan wasn't there.
Yeah, but they have so many good players, PCC. They are, I think, one
of the I've got stories to tell you when we get to ins and outs. I'll tell you right now that there is some stories to be told.
Okay.
Anyway, let's have a look at the men's table after round one. And on top is that PACC that you picked. Nice net run rate of 0.6761. And KCC, of course, with their win, 0.25. So opposites, HKCC yet to play.
Yep.
In the men's, we'll look at the top run scorers. We just talked about Tariq Nawaz and Heda Ali and Mohammed Sada, Shahid Wasif, and rounding it out, Yasin Murtaza with a 39. What's bowling figures looking like there, Nitesh?
Four wickets for Hasan Khan, the fast bowler. Listeners left on fast here. Cricket has got to fix that, I believe. Bowled really well, Hasan. 4 wickets for him. And 2 wickets apiece for Yasim, Ehsan, Ghazanfar and Ali Hassan.
There's lots of people with 2. Let's move on to the Women's Premier League. The Women's Plenty at Mission Road on Sunday morning. I've got the wrong card in front of me, so I'm going to have to let you do this one because I've got Lantau versus KCC again.
Yes, I've got the correct card here. It's Little Siwon versus CCC. I picked CCC. You picked CCC. And we were correct.
What did Tammy pick?
CCC.
No, she did.
Oh, Little Siwon, didn't you? You picked Little Siwon.
Tammy's just joined us. She'll be joining us for ins and outs and with better tips than that, I hope, because her 2 tips in the Women's Plenty were wrong. Anyway, you go through the card. I haven't got anything in front of me.
Mariam Bibi, 52 of 52, carrying the Little Siwon innings. Shanzin Sahad opened the batting with her. Couldn't make it through the power play, then just went the core out. Fatima Amr, I didn't expect her to be playing for Little Siwon, currently at Link Eagles. She's been pulled up to the Little Siwon Prem team. Did well, 21-27, but not much after that. Single digit or like 4 ducks following that. So 109 for 9 is where Little Siwon ended on after a reasonably strong start. Martin Beebe again, 52 of 52.
What about Craig and Gower do?
Yeah, 3 wickets for Kerry Chan, 2 for Karen Poon, 2 for Dorothea Chan. And then they batted really well. There were a couple of early wickets there again. Romella Ozabel taking 2 for it. They get Pulto and Amanda Chung out LBW. We'll have to go back and rewatch those later. But then Dorothea Chan and Kerry Chan stuck in there and batted really well. 99 for 3 in 14.1 overs when Dorothea was dismissed. And a couple of more wickets, a bit of a wobble, but Kerry was there to see them home. So not only did she take 3 wickets, she top scored with 38. Player of the match performance by Kerry Chan.
Excellent news. Now, you're sulking all week because I'm refusing to let your women's plenty tips go into our ins and
outs. Yeah, I'm 4 for 4.
Not happening, okay? But because you sulk so much, I'm putting you in the women's cricket wrap tipping tally. So after round one of the women's plenty, Aaron is on 37, Tammy's on 36, and Natasha's on 2.
Are there even enough games left for me to catch up?
Absolutely not. Okay, so let's have a look at the table. Of course, Lantau on top with that big win over KCC, but Craig and Gow also with a net run rate above 1 with their win. The batting top scorer, Jolene Kaur, with a 53 not out, but close behind that, 52 from Mariam Bibi, a 38 not out from Carrie Chan, Dorothea with a 30, and 21 for Fatima, round out the top 5. The bowling, Nitesh.
Yeah, Vansi Chaudhary, didn't expect her to be top of the wicket charts. I thought she was a keeper batter, but she got 4 for, bowled really well. Mahekdeep Kaur bowling off spinners, got 4 for as well. 3 for Carrie Chan, and 2 wickets apiece for Fatima Mir and Dorothea Chan. So good effort all around.
Excellent. So that's the plenty done this week in outs and ins. We're going to move on to Sunday, and What's this, Div 2?
Div 2,
of course, the Dragons are playing. It's the Hong Kong Cricket Club Optimists up against the Dragons. It was up the hill. Opties won the toss. We both picked the Opties. The Opties going into bat, and oh my goodness, the cheat code.
Yeah, 175 of 85. We called it the Hong Kong cheat code Optimists. The funny fact is, he was not supposed to go in at 3, he was supposed to go in at 4. But once the opening partnership got through at 15 overs, he asked the captain, just send me in at 3. The captain's like, yeah, why not? 175 of 85. Sikvi Wai batted well for 89.
Yeah, he's in some form at the moment.
He's in really good form as well. His innings completely overshadowed by Sahil Malvankar. 402 for 4 in 50 overs. Dragons.
402 for 4 in 50 overs. That's outrageous.
Dragons were never going to really chase that. Young Veer Mathur, I think that was Keshav's on the scorecard. I think it's supposed to be Veer played under Keshav's name. Took 4 for 46. Jason Lloyd scored 58.
How do you make that mistake? They're not even related. Keshav didn't play though. Keshav, it was definitely Veer.
It was Veer. And
Veer's not going to be happy.
Yeah, I got to get that scorecard.
You need
I've
to get that.
I sent it through. I sent the message through.
Okay, good.
And Jason got 58. Player of the match, without question, Sahil Malvankar, who got, I believe, more runs than the next two highest scorers combined.
Well,
off less balls than either of them.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Sunday Elite Division 2 table. Opties out in front, undefeated. 6 from 6 and a massive net run rate of 1.671. Next down, what are they? 4 points behind the India Club Brahmas. They've only played 5, though, and they've got an even better net run rate, so that's good. Infidels, very close as well. All those three teams, a good chance to try to go up.
Yeah, it's going to be very tight towards the end of the season between these three teams. I think both Brahmas and Infidels have a game against Optimists to come, so plenty of change could happen in this table.
And fourth, the Knights, the Dragons, and the Lions yet to get a win. They're the complete opposite of the Optimist. 0 wins for 6 games. We'll run through the top scorers in Sunday Elite Division 2. I mean, this is ridiculous. The cheat code's in first place, of course. Played 4 matches, 577 runs, highest score of 211, an average of 577 at a strike rate of 162.
Incredible. I don't think I've seen any batter dominate the run score.
He's hit 90 boundaries. 49 fours and 41 sixes.
He's got more sixes than the next four batters on that.
Every single innings has been at least 50 or more. He's got 150 and 300s and top score of 211. The next closest is about 260 runs behind Ankur Vashishta. He's played 5 games as well, but for 4 innings and an average of 79. So his average is only 480 or 490 behind Sahal's.
Like 20% of Sahal's.
Solomon Butt has got 319 runs as well at 63.8. Siegfried Y moves up in the list with his 89. It's his highest score of the season, an average of 42 for his 254. And rounding out the top 5, Harry Hodgson played 6 and 230, the top score of 100. What's the bowling looking like, Nitesh?
The bowling is a lot more tighter. We've got Saptarshi Mukherjee off the Optimist on 13 wickets from 6 games, and both Samir Shahi and Teddy Tong on 10 wickets apiece. Although Teddy has played 8 matches while Samir has played 5.
While we go through this, are you able to pull up that table for most wickets? Because I want to see where Veer / Keshav is on that
good
list.
Call.
Because I think Veer should be probably in that top 5 if with his 4 for, because he was already getting wickets.
Good call.
So I'm filling in here. I'm just trying to stretch. Teddy Tong with 8. So we got 2 on 9. Thinlay Kenchab from the Cricket Hong Kong Dragons and Shaways Khan, both on 9 wickets. What have you got, Nitesh?
Veer's name is not on the list. It's quite low down.
Is it really? I find that surprising. I'm sure I've called games. Maybe it wasn't an Optimist game that I've called for him.
Yeah.
He must be close to moving up the table. At least he's got 2 or 3, hasn't he?
Maybe he's been playing a lot of games and other names as well.
Yeah, maybe Keshav's the king. Okay, well, we'll move on. We'll see and we'll get that fixed and we might find out next weekend. Saturday Championship Div 1. Let's start there at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. It was the USRC Derby.
The Derby.
Yeah.
So when I made my pick last week, I picked the Lions, you picked the Tigers.
Yep.
I got a very sad text from Mahayam, like, you didn't pick me? I'm like, prove me wrong. And
Every time I've picked Mahayam, he has lost. Seriously. I mean, people think I'm a commentator's curse with my tips. Every time I've played a game, he's in it, he's lost.
Oh, that's so bad.
He's playing tomorrow in Morning League as well. So Good luck to that team. What is it, Green Ink? They're going to go down.
Well, US RC Lions batted first. Got 283 for six. A massive, massive score. Hossein Maruf, Mohammad Awais, and Babak Jarrat all top scoring there. 58, 51, and 42, respectively. And then Ali Hassan did damage with the ball to Pfeiffer.
I just want to point out my Tigers, who I picked and backed in, the young Tigers, the upstarts over the more established Lions, not one of them appear on the best performances page.
Yeah, it's three Lion bowlers, three Lion batters. They dominated the game start to finish. It was a 179-run win, Tigers only lasting 20 overs to be bowled for 100.
You should get like 1.5 tips right for that. Such a thrashing. Thanks very much, Tigers. It's the start of what is a terrible, terrible weekend of tipping.
Saqib Hayat played this game. We were talking about him on the birthdays last week, so good to see he's back and around playing for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a great game. And we also had Sekandar Zafar play for the Premier League team. So a couple of faces returning to USRC side. So good stuff all around there. Onto your tipping, however, not so good. You have won three right out of six.
No. You're counting in the women's ones again. We've already gone
You've got two right.
You're on four. Saturday Championship Div 1, the Gap Ramblers. The undefeated Gap Ramblers up against the Diaskwa Little Siwan Sky Warriors. We both backed in the Gap Ramblers, and the Gap Ramblers lost after getting an extra 10 runs penalty against them.
Yeah, I mean, this was actually a really, really exciting game just following the cricket. So the Gap Ramblers batted first. Got a pretty good score, 247 for some. You think in most cases that would be enough. Jack Meadows 95 off 89, and two wickets for Harris Mohammed, who bowled really well with the new ball, and looked like a good score. In reply, however, Sky Warriors were struggling. They really were struggling. Oh, I missed some Aaron Zeb, 72-70. But yeah, the Sky Warriors were struggling in the chase. I'm just trying to pull up the follow wickets.
This is a very large, boring gap we have in this podcast. I'm leaving it in. This is your gap. I'm ordering beer for Tammy.
Cricket Heroes is
what, are you, what?
Anyways, they were struggling. They were losing a lot of wickets.
I don't even know what you were going to look for.
I was trying to look for the follow wickets to see at what point Harris Mohammed came in, because it looked like Sky Warriors out of the game. Mayur Patel had taken three, for Mohsin Khan had taken two. It looked like they were done, but they kept fighting through Harris Mohammed, who came in down the order, hit 74. Of 38 balls. It was an absolutely incredible innings from a lower order batsman who he can bat. He's been moved up the order quite a few times to Little Siwan, but he came in a pressure situation when it looked like the game was done, pulled them back into contention. It looked like they needed 13 of the last three, and by the time the innings wrapped up, the umpires had decided that the Gap Ramblers were 2 overs slow, added 10 runs in, and that just got them over the line, 249 for 9.
I heard that they knew that.
Yeah.
So they didn't. That's why. They still think they could have won it. I think they were 9 runs behind when the game finished. But because they knew they were getting the penalty runs anyway, they didn't have to go big on that one. That's what I've heard on the grapevine. Whether it's true or not, I don't know.
But that was a really, really close finish. And it was a really, really good effort by the Sky Warriors, especially by Harris Mohammed, who quite comfortably player of the match. 38 ball, 74, and 2 for with the new ball. Well done. Superb innings and super performance.
Okay, I found it. What do you want?
When did Harris Mohammed walk in? What was the follow-up?
What was the fall? When did he come in at? Is that number 5? So he came in after the third wicket fell, Pranay Doshi.
So
he came in at 45 for 3.
Yeah, they're in trouble. He came that high up the order.
He's in 6th, so he came in at 92 for 4.
There we go. Really good effort.
Yeah, I'm glad we wasted so much time on the podcast for that. I'm
why is cricket not working? Hit this website.
Don't say that on the air, Natesh. We'll get ourselves into trouble. Anyway, we both picked the Gap Ramblers and we were both wrong. And once again, it's not the first game I'm going to talk about, but it's the first game as we go through where somebody has immediately WhatsApped me and given me a mouthful of grief because I picked the team. Remember last week I mentioned how Chico said they're going to get the Gappies, and he was right. Let's go to KCC at Saturday Championship Div 1. The Tatas up against Lama Lama.
Yeah, that was a pretty one-sided game. KCC Tatas batting first. Rolled out for 110, 4 for Craig Dargie, 2 for Brenton. I think Justin Heathcote bowled 7 cheap overs as well. And Lama crushed it. Fun fact from this game, Lama got penalised for running down the wicket, even though they were the one chasing.
Were they playing on Astro or Turf?
Turf.
Yeah, no, that's a new rule. It doesn't matter which whether you're batting first or second now. There's a protected zone. Umpires are red hot on it.
Lama copped it, but didn't affect them in the end.
No, they chased it down with, 11.2 overs to spare. We both picked Lama because I was terrified of them giving me a mouthful. So they didn't WhatsApp me because obviously I had picked them. And the Tartars, as I said last week, very nice people and didn't message me either. Let's move on to the Yodders up against the luckless SCC Lancers. Well, we talk about shellackings.
The Lancers have yet another game where they fail to cross 100, but it was the Yodas who batted first at PKVR.
Got you're being very generous. They didn't cross 100. They got half of that.
They
needed 256. They got 50.
Akash Yadav for the Yodas, 100 of 81.
He's our umpire here at the Morning League.
Very good.
Lovely bloke.
Yeah, very nice guy. 100 not out, batted really well.
I forgot to congratulate him about that this morning. Well done.
So 255 on the back of
the
100.
Shelton De Cruz.
Got some runs as well, yeah, 41 of 42.
Another one of those ones where there is no Lancers on the best performers, and rightly so when you lose by 205 runs.
Yeah, Niaz Ali took 3 for 1 in 5.2 overs. 4 maidens, all 3 wickets bowled. That is incredible. Prasant Savapa, 5 for 28 and 7. The frontline seamer there. And 1 wicket for Gurpreet Brar Singh. 17 the top score for Lancers. 50 for 9 because 1 batter retired hurt.
Okay, fine. Well done, Lancers. Let's move on to Saturday Championship Div 2. The Diaskwa Little Siwan Thunder up against the India Club All-Stars. I picked the All-Stars because I had predicted that the Hong Kong's Bumrah and his team were coming back after some massive floggings. And, well, again, they are on the improve. It's not a 300-run thrashing. It's not a 187-run thrashing. It's a 112-run thrashing.
So it's getting better. The trend is moving up.
Yes, they'll be in the positives and getting a win about 2027, maybe 2028 at this rate. Unbelievable in the club All-Stars. I told you last week to go home and have a long, hard think about it, and they didn't. Go on.
So, yeah, 268 for 8 for Lil Siwan Thunder, 69 from Atul Meena, 46 from Kazim Iqbal, 40 of 18 with 1-4 from Hitesh Jhaveri. I'm not sure Cricketers is right on that, but he got 40 of 18 balls with just a single boundary somehow. And Tridib got 11 of 24 with 2-4s and 3-6s. So something's gone wrong there. But, yeah, big score in the end for Lil Siwan Thunder. 5 wickets for Vikayat Kapoor, but not much else. And
I just want to quickly interrupt because I just want to point out to Chico, who's just turned up, Chirag Kothari, that we have gone over the fact that you got the big win in the Gappers. It was just about a few games ago, so congratulations. We picked the Gappers and I know you did. He's pointing at me saying, I told you we'd win. I said, yeah. I know.
Getting Gap Ramlis to bowl it over slow was all part of the plan.
Yeah, that was Chico's plan. Get him to bowl slow. All right, continue on with okay. The Thunder versus the India Club never-evers.
India Club All-Stars chasing a big score. Collapsed once again. Ozer Iqbal batted well for 42 of 23. Samay Sahil up the order this time, 30 of 20. But no one else really stuck in. They were bowled out with 24 overs, 11 overs to spare. Wickets shared all around. Big win for the Thunder.
Okay, I just hinted at that. But for the first time in quite a long time, Nitesh. Ding, 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 ding.
You got a pick right?
There is someone going in the never-ever bin. Binned.
Oh,
India Club All-Stars, scrunch it up, throw it in the trash. Are in the never ever bin after that. That's it. I'm done. No. I'm not picking them. I don't care who they play.
Saracens? If it's India Club All-Stars versus Saracens, who are you picking?
I will pick the Saracens out of spite. Anyway, they're in there with the Saracens.
Bring up the
Speaking
Saracens.
Of which, that's the final game if we got in Saturday Div 2. I'd pick the Saracens and they were going to win this. I've given away the score, but the result. But Saracens, they won the toss. They opted to bat. Uzi Manj got a 127, retired out. Got an asthma attack.
Oh, no. That's what happened.
Yeah. So they did that. They still got 208 for 5. They weren't bowled out.
Yeah, that was a good score.
That's a great score.
That's
I know we're
score.
We're at GDB, but that's a good score. 335 overs, 208 for 5. Uzi with a 127. Yeah. Then what?
Hung Si batted really, really well. they actually lost a couple of early wickets. They're 57 for 3 and 8.3 overs. Again, Saracens in a really strong position there. But then Thin Lee Kinshub and then Jonathan Tia, then Henry Siu came in, backed it around. I didn't see the game. I'm presuming there were drop catches. 34 extras. Two drop catches, Tammy Chu.
There was also, of course, the collision.
Oh, right, that one as well.
That's the one that took Yasmin out.
So, did anyone see what happened there?
Tammy
saw it. You want to give your story?
Tammy's going to put the headset on and tell us who broke my KCC Premier player.
Yeah, so that's, like, I was scoring on that game.
Uh-huh.
And then KCC was in the, like in a good position, and then they seems like they're going to like bowl all of them.
Now was Yaz keeping?
No, Yaz.
So she was just in the field.
Yeah, she was fielding at a boundary.
Uh huh.
And then there was a catch there, uh-huh. And then she and one of the player.
Yeah, I haven't got the name yet. Everyone's being very quiet about who was the person to took out our premier batter for the KCC women's team.
They literally did a crash together, and then like his shin hit on Yaz's shoulder, something like that. And then so basically, KCC was fielding with like nine and a half
that is
players.
Such a Saracen story, it's not funny. And that could not happen to any other side, but it happens to the Saracens, and they go down with four balls to spare. I don't think you'd even clicked, Tammy, on the Crick Heroes app that the game was complete before I got a photo from Jonathan Gia with all the team and the beer going, ah, see, we got to win. And I'm like, ah. And then I saw Malhar Vora here the other night. I'm just like, not only did you lose, you broke my player.
Yeah.
So I turn up on a Sunday morning expecting Yaz to be there, and nope, she's busted because the Saracens not only lost, they broke Yasmin. If the Saracens play the India Club All-Stars, I'm just not talking about the game. I'm not picking either of them. Thank you for that update, Tammy. You'll be back very shortly as we get into ins and outs. Let's run through some tables, shall we, Nitesh? The Saturday Championship Div 2 table. The Witherers still undefeated because they didn't play on the weekend, so they could not be. Neither did Laguna Gully or PAC Championship in second and third. The Punjab Lions are in fourth on a charge. There they are, 6-2.
Yeah.
The Thunder, 5-4. And then we get into the mid order.
Yeah, I mean, just to note that the Punjab, PACC, Laguna, top three competition to play the Withers, the final is really, really heating up there. The middle of the table, HKU win at number 6. 4 wins, 5 losses, 1 washout, 1 game to come. Might be able to end with a perfectly 50-50 season if you play well.
Question, please.
Yeah.
2 go up?
Yeah, 2 go up.
That's for every competition, right? 2 go up, 2 go down.
Yeah, for Saturday.
Yeah, so you make your grand final, doesn't matter, you're going up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So then
that's always good because the grand finals are always on when it's raining cats and dogs. So go on.
So there's a real competition for that second team to go up there. And then, yeah, we've got the Strikers with 4 wins, 4 losses, 9 matches, 1 no result. Could also have a perfect 50-50 season if they play the cards right. Centaurs, Kaithak, trying to avenge a sort of a losing season here. India Club All-Stars near the bottom, but not at the bottom because they're still above Hung Si by just 2 points. And then the Saracens with a solitary win over Kaithak. Down there, number 12.
And that was by DLS. Okay, that's it for outs and ins. We'll do ins and outs next.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Okay, let's have a look at this weekend's games. Oh, Tammy Chu jumping in to join us as we don't have the women's cricket wrap because the plenty is on. We're going to start up the hill at HKCC. It's HKCC Premier. This is the men's version up against PAC Premier. Nitesh, what do you think?
This is going to be very, very close. I've been thinking about it. It looks like HKCC have the stronger batting, but PACC have the bowling advantage. It's going to be very tight.
I literally just changed my tip.
You were predicting an upset up the hill.
I was.
And now?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I've put in HKCC. I did have PACC written in front of me, but I've heard on the grapevine some things. You're going HKCC, I'm assuming.
I'm going HKCC.
What are you going with, Tammy, before I drop my bombshell?
I'm going for HKCC.
Okay. So, I mean, that's obvious. You play for them and Nitesh works for them, but mine is out there. The tip is out there, and the reason being is Saturday eligibility is coming into play. So I don't think Tariq Nawaz, Hafiz Khan, Haseeb Mohammed are available. I know Zeeshan's back, but those players that are playing for PAC Championship, and it seems to be a big deal over at Pakistan Association Cricket Club to get that team back into Div 1. So they're going back to Saturdays. Yes, last week, that's why Muneer played as well. That wasn't the last of the eligibilities available to most players. So a lot of those are going back. Still a very strong Pakistan Association team. Of course, Anas,
Azamfa,
Zeeshan, Haroon, Nasrullah played last weekend.
Yeah.
Yasim. But I think with those three missing, I mean, Hafiz is Hafiz. And it's up the hill. It's at home. It's the cheat K to be playing. Well, I think we're all right on that one. We'll see. I'm calling that game, so I'll be able to apologise. Yes, I'm going up the hill. Speaking about the hill in the morning, it's the HKCC Women's Premier Team up against my Craigengower Cricket Club. Obviously, I put my tip in. What have you two got?
I got HKCC.
You playing or watching?
Well, we haven't decided squad yet. We've got a squad for like 14 available this weekend, and I think we're going to pick the 11 on that day.
Because you're pooling from all your four teams, right? So there's plenty of talent available.
Yeah.
But you know I can't pick against CCC. And again, Nitesh?
Yeah, I mean, HKCC squad looks really strong. They're going to have Mariko back, Natasha back. You got Betty bowling four unhittable overs. This is a lot of depth there. CCC, very good team. Last time these two teams played, it was a tie. This game could go either way. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, so I'm typing in HKCC. Okay, let's go to Mission Road. This one's going to be interesting. Diasco Little Saiwan up against USRC Premier in the men's version. Nitesh, you can start with the tips this time.
This is also going to be a very, very close one. I think if you just look at their most recent game, USRC look a better team. They did mess up the finish a little bit, but push KCC that far is a good thing.
Mess it up. It was a dog's breakfast. It was an absolute nightmare. It was a mare.
I like Little Saiwan's team. I don't think their batting is strong enough. They really are relying heavily on Heather Ali. So I'm going to go USRC.
Tammy?
I think I'm going for USRC as well.
Okay. I am also going for USRC. And again, I think perhaps Munir might be missing because of the eligibility. So I think without the stress of playing at KCC and having to listen to me screaming while they're trying to chase the runs down on commentary, with the dulcet tones of Asif Hussain instead, that USRC could get the win there. So we're going all the same on that one. I should point out, I missed it at the beginning of the ins and outs, but you got back 4 points to me.
Yes.
So you are on 71 and I'm on 76. You thought it was going to take till next season. You might beat me by the end of this round. Right. Where are we up to?
Lantau versus Little Saiwan Women.
Yes, we are. Okay, so Lantau, who had a big win here against KCC, up against Diascoba Little Saiwan that had a loss. But they're playing again at the same ground. Tammy.
Yes.
Well, I don't know why I'm asking you, because you got every tip wrong last week in the Women's Premier League, but let me know what you think.
I would say I still go for Little Saiwan this week. They still got the main players in there. And then I think because they're still there, I think they're going to fight for a win this week.
Okay. Nitesh, what do you think?
Lanto have 20 good overs of bowling. Little Saiwan have a pretty good top five. That's the dynamic here. I think Little Saiwan have enough experienced players there. I think they get the job done.
That's what I think. I think it's the experience that's coming in. It's a blended Lantau. So they're half India club, half Lantau. But that said, if someone like Christine Joy Lovino actually fires with the bat to help out Vansey fires with the bat.
Yep.
You know what Vansey can do.
She can win the game by herself.
She got a duck last week. She's not going to get a duck 2 weeks in a row. We know what she's like. She's too good for that. So that's going to be a cracking game. So make sure you tune in from 9:30 a.m. that game starts. Let's move on to Sunday Elite Division 2, where I know Tammy knows everything and everything about, especially India Club Brahmas up against Sri Lanka Club Lions. What's your tip here, Tammy?
Well, if I think about it for the woman's side, then I think I will go for India Club.
Okay, well, maybe that's just how you do this. Just pick on how you think the women's team is, and if the men's team's anywhere near as good, then they'll get the same. Nitesh?
Can India Club win by an innings?
Yeah, I think Tammy's pick here is bang on, even if the science might not be 100%.
India Club might score 450.
It's at PKVR. Yeah.
On Astro.
We might kill some joggers floating past the running track. Okay, everyone's in.
They're going to have Imran Arif, I believe. They're going to have Ankur.
Yeah.
This guy's not playing Premier League. Niaz, is he going to Singapore? If not.
Singapore with who?
Oh, yeah, he's not going on the KCC.
He's not at KCC. He's at India Club.
There we go. Yeah, so they were Niaz. They've got a really
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's going to be mean. That's going to be bullying. Saturday. Let's move on to Saturday. The first game for Championship Div 1. Hong Kong Cricket Club Nomads up against the Jin Sung of Craigengower. This is a tough one.
This is a very tough one.
Very. I mean, again, all depends on selection.
I tell you what, when it comes down to selection, right? This game is an event.
Does last week's birthday boy fly back in? Is he in town?
Don't know.
See, I mean, that's a big out for Jin
Sung. But this is going to be a big event. They've got I think both teams are bringing supporters. They've got a big formal dinner planned. There's going to be a lot of eyeballs in this game. So amplify that.
Gadabit involved in this, isn't he?
Yeah, everyone's involved with this. It amplifies the pressure on this match, and then both teams are going to try to have their best 11.
There's no hot dog involved in this one, is there?
What's the hot dog story again?
Yeah, one of the games is a hot dog.
I think it's this one.
It could be this one.
This one, yeah.
Something about a hot dog derby. Right, you can start. Atesh, what do you think?
Very tough. Yeah, go the Nomads.
Okie dokie. They're undefeated, right?
No, they have lost.
They have lost. Night guard just run through the table. But anyway, Tammy, what do you think?
Well, just because he's playing at HKCC, I would say HKCC, Nomads.
They're both HKCC teams, let's be honest. Well,
you're going to get an angry voice message if the game of CCC win this game.
Yes, you are. I'm not. Because I'm going with...
You're going with Jinsun?
I've been on the Jinsun bandwagon after they're back. Last year they were rubbish and went into the never ever bin. But this year they've been back, and that big victory they had on they defended 72 or something stupid at Mission Road and sent me photos. So I can't get off them yet. But I mean, if I was not being... I was picking with my head, not my heart. I probably would go with the Nomads. But I'm going with Jinsun in this one. Let's go to PKVR, where our man who just walked past, Tira Katari, is going to be playing for the Diaspora Little Siwon Sky Warriors up against the IRC Charlie Bears. Tammy, you can start this one. I know you're all about Saturday Championship Div 1 and the Charlie Bears and the Sky Warriors of Little Siwon. What do you think?
Well, I think I have watched the Sky Warriors play in the Morning League. Is it the same squad or...
It's combined. It's half Sky Warriors, half Little Siwon. So there's... It's half Dar and half Shah.
The Sky Warriors.
Okay. Well, they did have a big win last week over the Gappers. Natesh, what do you think?
Yeah, Charlie Bears facing relegation. Sky Warriors comfortably mid-table. Sky Warriors.
Yeah, Sky Warriors. I'm not going to make that
mistake
twice.
Could be Minha's last game on Saturday.
Hang on. I've picked him. He's got bandages on the fingers.
And the ankle. He's not playing.
Are you playing? Oh, he's just getting strapped up, ready for the game. He's got two fingers in bandages and a brace on his Achilles heel. Oh, okay. He reckons he's going to be fine. Let's move on to Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground, where the SCC Lancers will take on the Lama Cricket Club, Natesh.
Hopefully Lancers get above 100 in this game. Lama.
Not going to happen. Danny's trying to quickly make a pick on this one. Can I just give you some? I'll give you some help on this one.
Okay.
Pick the one with M's in it, not N's in it.
Okay, Lama then.
Good decision. Lama are going to make a mess.
Lama.
Again, well, it's now Lama with three tips. Lancers are going to be in trouble there. This last game we've got in ins and outs is going to be interesting. GDB, Centaurs. Who, after being so miserable at the start of the season, on the fight back now with three wins up against Pack Championship, who could do anything. They could win, they could lose by 300.
Yeah, I think it's more likely they're going to get smashed. BCC are a legitimately good team. If what you say is true, they're going to have...
That's what I've been told. Guys. So they're going to have Hafiz, Haseeb and Tariq.
Yeah, well, Tariq's not been playing Saturday for a while. He didn't play against HKU. I think he's missed a couple of games. I think he's already become ineligible. But Hafiz and Haseeb are the two who are...
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, they might want to keep Tariq up there anyway, but they don't desperately need him in Prem.
True.
But they don't need him in Pack Championship because Haseeb can keep anyway. Yeah. So you're going Pack?
Yep.
Yeah. Tammy?
Yeah, if you said it's true that the player is playing in the Prem.
Well, you know, people tell me things and then I get to game day and it's absolute rubbish. So
I'll go for the Pack.
Yeah, well, I still think Pack have got too much. They desperately want to get out of Div 2 after falling down last season. So there we have it. The tips are in. There's a few games of difference, Natesh, to see.
Couple there.
Keep you either claw it back or can I get my lead out a little bit more?
There's potentially two there. Two more points at stake here.
Excellent news. That means you can't go past me at least this week. Don't forget, the Plenty is on starting at 9:30 from Hong Kong Cricket Club and also Mission Road. And we've got double headers. I'll be up the hill calling the HKCC games and the Craigengower games and the Who's playing up there against HKC? PAC!
PAC Association and PCC.
Well, I get to call my PAC at least once this year, so that's fun. Make sure you can tune in on Cricket Hong Kong YouTube and the rest of the games. If you want to tune in, jump in the car or jump on a bus and go down and watch the games all around Hong Kong. There are all the games in ins and outs.
Gentlemen and players play Sunday afternoon. 30
teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Yep, time for Challenge League. What have we got, Nitesh? How many games last week was there? Three, four, six?
Three games in the Challenge League last week.
We didn't tip differently, did we?
We didn't tip differently. The matches
disappointing.
More or less went the way we predicted. The first game in Division 1 was the PACC Golden Stars versus the CSR HK Frontiers. We both thought PACC had enough quality and experience to get the job done, and they did. They batted first.
Woo!
Scored 189 for 8 out there. GDB, 51 for Hamad Ali. He's a very, very good player. And Ahmed Raza Qureshi with 36, some other contributions through the lineup. The Frontiers fought hard in the chase. Youngster Pasan Nimsar also got 39, not a great strike rate, but they just lost too many wickets. They couldn't get there in the end. 3 wickets for Muhammad Tayyab Ali, 2 for Sunil Kumar. Comprehensive win by 65 runs.
Nice.
The second game was out in Division 2, two Division 2 games. This one as well, we also both picked correctly. It was at GDB, Nepal's Rhinos versus the HKUST Challenge League. HKUST Challenge League yet to win a game, I believe.
No, the Nepal Rhinos are up here tomorrow as well in the KCC Morning League, I believe, up against Green Ink.
They've been busy.
I think. I could be wrong.
Well, they're coming with some form. They batted first, got 176 for 5. Suman got 41 of 22. Deepak Sharma, 38 of 43. Another contribution to the lineup, some extras. It was a DLS-affected game. The second innings, according to Crick Heroes, was reduced to 18 overs with a target of 177. I think that's because, as per the Challenge League rules, if you bowl your overs slowly in the first innings, you still have to chase the same score, but with less overs in your second innings. That's the Challenge League rule for slow over penalty. So that kicked in here. Chasing 177 in 18 overs, they couldn't get there. They got 156 for 4. There's a nice 54 for Stephen Gunatagalete.
I like the fact that you struggle with names as well.
Gunatilake. I think they've got it right there.
You've given it 17 versions, so one of them must be right. Go on.
54, 32, 2, 4, 5, 6. I think he's the...
Be bad if none of them were right.
I think he's the son or nephew of Professor Ravi, who used to teach over at HKUST. So, yeah, he batted well, but no one else really did much for HKUST. They were a bit slow as well. They only lost 4 wickets, but couldn't get there. And then Nepal Rhinos bowling very tightly to win the game comfortably. And finally, in Division 2 as well, this one we got wrong. We're all on the Lama bandwagon. It was Lama versus Yao Tsim Mong Cricket District team. They've done you dirty again.
They do me dirty every single time. If I tip them, they lose. If I don't tip them, they win.
And that's what Yao Tsim Mong...
I hate you, Yao Tsim Mong.
We're recording in Yao Tsim Mong. Watch what you say. Anyways, Lama power, 124 all out. Never going to
I don't live in Yao Tsim Mong, so it doesn't matter. I can walk home and get out of the district that keeps doing me in.
124 all-out Lama power. Justin Eagle with 29 of 20. And Yao Tsim Mong chased it easy. God of Havering, 42 of 26. And Abhimanyu Bhatti, 28 of 23. There were also 3 wickets for Arvind, 2 wickets apiece for Abhimanyu and Askar Syed. So a couple of PolyU students also showing up in that team and doing the job.
Who's the Abhimanyu?
Abhimanyu, I think he's a student from CTU, if I remember correctly.
It's not Abhimanyu Ganesan.
No, Abhimanyu Bhatti.
Okay.
Not Ganesan. I only know one.
Oh. Now know two.
He bowled well. I think he might have been a student at City. I have to go check that. But yeah, played well.
Excellent.
Good job.
No, not good job. We lost. Yeah. Got our tip wrong.
Just going over only the Div 1 and Div 2 points tables because we didn't have a Div 3 game. In Div 1, Indus CC Control leading the top of the table. 5 wins in 6 games, 10 points. PACC Golden Stars with their win climbing to second place. 5 wins as well, but 2 losses for 10 points too. Then we've got the Charlie Bears Challenge League in a third with 4 wins out of 6 games, 1 no result. It's only 1 point behind Golden Stars on 9. These 3 teams are in prime contention for a spot in the grand final. Then we've got 4 teams, or 5 teams on 6 points apiece. A lot of logjam there in the middle. The difference here being that Chingy Smashers have played 7 matches, so they've only got 2 games left to go.
What do you win if you win?
Pride.
It's just for pride?
Trophy medal.
So every other division... It's a bit like the main ones, right?
Yeah.
So you get a big trophy and that's it, and bragging rights. But everyone else either gets relegated or gets to go up a league, which is much more exciting.
Yes, well, the grand champion of all is the best team in the Challenge League, best out of 30 teams.
That is impressive. Yeah. You're right. Go on.
So
How long has the season got left?
Well, that's what we're coming to. Asians United, TCC Strikers, Caribbeans and Master Blasters all have three games left in hand. Chingy Smashers got two. And the three teams on top, Indus, RSC, three games, PSCC, two.
Does that mean the final is what, early April? Or
should be around April, yeah.
Okay.
Might be May. We'll have to go and take a look at that. But it should be around end April. Division 2, IC Panthers, 4 wins. Yao Tsum Wong Cricket District Team, 4 wins. Nepal Rhinos, 4 wins. USRC Avengers, 4 wins. 4 teams on 8 points. It's logjam up there in Div 2 with promotion at stake.
Two go up.
Okay. You've got 4 teams vying for it. The difference here being is that Panthers, Rhinos, and Avengers have played 6 and Yao Tsum Wong have played 7. Then you've got a couple of teams down the middle. Again, 4 teams logjammed there with 6 points each. Indians United, Serendip Tritons, Madras CC, Lama Power. 3 of those teams have played 5 games. Madras CC have played 6. So there's plenty of movement possible in the stable in Div 2. That's going wild there. The only 2 teams running off the bottom with no wins are USRC Marcos and HQC Challenge League. Marcos at this stage with 6 games played are basically guaranteed relegation, because even if they win the next 3, I don't think
Marcos of Challenge League is different to the KCC.
The KCC ones are on top of the table.
Yeah.
It's the same team.
It's the same team. They're top of Div 2 here at KCC.
Yeah. That's how good Challenge League is.
Bizarre. And Nepal Rhinos playing the same as well.
Yeah. They're mid-table. They're challenging for a title.
And Nepal is bottom of the table in KCC Morning League. Same
insanity.
Team.
It's insanity. It's wildness.
We don't use flexi mats.
Ah, there we go.
That's the difference. The goat likes to play on Astro.
Yeah, play on proper pitches, you know. Proper outfields.
Yeah.
Yeah. HKUSD Challenge League. 4 games, 4 losses. They still have time to turn this around, but they're going to need a big run. No point going through Division 3, but I've left it there for your benefit for the tipping coming up. But our tips tally at the moment.
You keep doing that because I haven't opened up your sheet yet. So
yeah, so the tip tally at the moment.
I'm reading yours.
Is 38-35. I'm 3 points ahead of you, and we've got 3 games to come this week.
Excellent. Let me
Division 1, Division 2, and Division 3. The full gambit.
Okay. Scrolling down. Just fill in some gaps here,
okay,
Natasha.
There we go. So first Challenge League Division 1, Indus CC versus TCC Strikers. We just discussed how Indus CC are well and truly on top of the table with 5 wins out of 6 games. The TCC Strikers, 3 wins, 3 losses in 6 games, down to number 5 thanks to net run rate. I think Indus CC are going to continue to dominate as they have. And I'm presuming you're going to do the same?
I don't really have any choice. It's not, you can't pick the 6th place team over the top.
Yep.
Chingy's lost 4. Indus has only lost the 1.
Yep.
Who did Indus lose to? Can we remember that? Doesn't matter.
It was an upset win, whatever it was.
Yeah, okay. Indus it is. Go on.
Then Marcos versus Indians United CC. Again, a very easy pick. Marcos have not won a game. Indians United have. So at this stage, it's very hard to pick Marcos. They can turn it around, as you've seen in the KCC Morning League. They've got players, but I'm going to say Indians United.
Today's the day.
Oh, you're going Marcos.
Got to go the goat.
You're giving them one more chance.
Yeah. I love my goat. They're wonderful, and they're much better than none and six. They got to win eventually.
The difference is, I'm not playing for them in the Challenge League. I only play for them in the Morning League.
Well, that's true. You're the point of difference of the point of difference. Anyway,
okay.
Minus Natesh, I still think they're going to get a win.
Challenge League Division 3, Kaelin versus Lantau CC Sloggers. Kaelin are a better team than the results have shown so far, just 1 win in 4 games. Lantau Sloggers, however, 3 wins, 3 losses, very unpredictable this season.
Right. So Lantau Sloggers have gone loss, win, loss, win, loss.
Basically, yeah.
No, they have. I'm looking at the table. which means they're due for a win.
There you go.
It's just science. They win one, they lose one. They win one, they lose one. They've lost one, therefore they will win one.
There we go.
And you're going...
I'm going Lantau just because I hope I don't know the Kaelin guys. I love the Kaelin guys. We had a
the
great
look on Tammy Chu's face.
We had a
hilarious.
Great tour together. I really like the guys, but then you start winning. So I'm hoping this angers them.
Wow.
Doing something.
That's just a slap in the face.
Win the game, guys. Come on.
Wow.
Go there and win. All right, done. That's my pick.
No. We're not stopping on this. This is something big. You've been talking up how good Tinning is and that they're going to get better, and you've picked them occasionally.
That's the secret. I need to pick against them to light a fire in them.
I mean, I'll be happy if they do win, but they're not. So Lantau's going to win that one. All right, that's three games.
That's it.
Are we done for Challenge League?
Done.
Oh, let's move on to birthdays then.
And now it's time for Bushy's birthday bonanza.
Oh, yes. Let's do some birthdays, Natash. And before we start, the list that I've provided you with from my database, we talked earlier in the intro how there's one birthday that's not in the database, and it's the birthday is today. We're recording Thursday, February 27th at KCC. It's a very, very big happy birthday to Mr. India Club himself,
yes.
Ankur Vashishta.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook. I was wondering if you're going to bring that up. Yes, happy birthday, Ankur.
Now, I saw an India Club group chat this morning when we were doing KCC, and it was happy birthday, Ankur Bhai. So very happy birthday. Please, Ankur, come and tell us how old you are so I can put the full details in.
He's not too old to play for Hong Kong. That's what he'll say.
That's fine. Well, he's not, considering how old most of the players are. Anyway, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that comment. Let's move on to the other birthday, shall we? Now, Waka the Wood, I've got listed from USRC Premier. He's having a birthday on March 1st. He'll turn 36. I haven't seen Waka the Wood.
I think he's played a game this season, bowling off spin for USRC. I think
he didn't play in the Premier.
Yeah, he's on the Prem squad, maybe. Happy birthday, Waka. Very nice, Waka. Very nice guy. Very fun guy, Waka the Wood. I think we did a level one coaching course together.
Ah.
Very nice guy.
Lovely. Turning 22 on March 4th from Diaskwa Little Saiwan, Harris Mohammed.
Superstar. Superb innings against the Gabram. Superb bowling. He's come along a long way as a cricketer. Happy 22nd birthday, Harris Mohammed.
Now here's a birthday. Turning 51 years young on March 4th is Munir Dar.
Happy birthday, Munir. Wow, legend of Hong Kong cricket right there. Turning 51. Incredible.
This one will impress you. The last one I've got listed is playing for the KCC Crusaders. He's actually sitting
about five metres away from us. That explains it.
Eyeballing us on March 5th, turning 41 years young, one Chirag Chico Katari.
Happy birthday, Chico.
Happy birthday, Chico. He's over there. It's a bit early. Is it next Thursday or next Wednesday? So that's why it's included in this week's podcast. Wow, what a group of birthdays we've got this week. Some legends and some up-and-comers.
Three players from the same Saturday League team right there. Harris, Munir and Chirag. All celebrating birthdays coming up.
Wow, there you go. Good. 51, 41, 36 and 22 and whatever age Ankur Vashishta is. Happy birthday to you all. They're the birthdays for this week.
Hi, I'm Sahar Malvankar from HKCC. You're listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Ah, Natash, that brings us to the end of episode 20, season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Another big one. Lots of games coming up. The plenty.
Is that really catching on? Are you getting good feedback on that?
It's absolutely catching on. They're going to have posters up around the grounds. Plenty. The Premier League, T20, the plenty going on all this weekend, plus plenty of other cricket as well, and some big birthdays we just went through.
Big birthdays, especially for the Sky Warrior squad. Yeah, big weekend of cricket there. Great, great weekend. Just in hindsight again, can I just remind everyone, 10 picks correct out of 11. Oh. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
Rubbish. Anyway, yep, you're clawing back. I want to actually talk on one little point from last weekend's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking throughout the games and whatever about different penalties that are implied. There was the 10-run penalty against the Gap Ramblers.
Yeah.
You were talking about overrates for Challenge League. The plenty. Now, the penalty for slow overrate is fielding restrictions.
Yes.
I was calling the KCC versus Lantau Women's Premier League game, and there was a penalty implied.
Oh.
But at no point in the 20, well, the 40 overs, was there one fielder outside the circle. So I questioned how this is a penalty when they were already all inside the circle. Because nobody's hitting over the top of the circle. They're hitting fours and boundaries, but it's along the ground. Rarely you get a six. Is that a penalty? 25-yard circle for the women's plenty, but nobody was outside it.
I think we'll see more big hits in the CCC, HKCC game coming up. I think that will have some really good batting on both sides then.
Okay. So we've got to keep an eye out because, like I said, there was a penalty applied, I think, with two overs to go. I think it was Lantau was at the slow overrate.
Oh.
Or maybe it was KCC. It was one of them. That game went really long. Like, I had a 20-minute break before I had to be out in the middle to do the toss for the next game. While the other game at Mission Road had finished an hour and a half earlier. I don't know. Maybe for the Women's Premier League, that needs to be.
But if you look at the players playing this Sunday at HKCC. You have Mariko Hill, you have Kerry Chan, you have MLI.
But are they going to be batting in the 18th, 19th and 20th over? Probably not.
Possibly.
They could be.
Could be.
But they also could just be the tail-enders.
Could be.
Where everyone will be inside the circle anyway. Anyway, that's my question. I'm just putting the question out there whether there is a better penalty for slow over rate. Because I need to break between games. we got plenty coming up this weekend. I'm going up the hill to HKCC to commentate the games for the plenty. And there's also ones at Mission Road. Where will you be this weekend?
I'll probably be in Macaulay, HKUCC, first ever cricket tour.
Really? I haven't heard of this.
Playing a tape ball match in Macau.
That's fantastic.
It's against the Macau Cricket Association team.
There's things I'm learning today. I did not know there was a Macau Cricket Association.
It is. They've played against the CSRHK Frontiers before. That's how we got the contact. So it'll be HKUCC's first ever cricket.
So they only play tape ball?
Yeah, they don't have a hardball ground, so just tape ball.
Neither do we plenty of times. We just put a flexi mat out or go out to PKVR and play on a soccer field. They don't have any of that available in Macau.
Maybe not enough players as well. So we're going to find out this Saturday. Oh. That's going to be a lot of fun.
What's your tip on that game? How did Macau go against the Frontiers?
I think Macau won. So,
ooh.
And they're on home turf. We are making the trip over. You know, we're not a lot of tape ball
turf. Not home turf.
I tell you what, if we
you're on home basketball ground.
If we go across the border to Macau and beat them, that'll be historic. First ever HKCC tour. That'll be wonderful.
May never come back. May be banned from ever going into Macau or never coming back to Hong Kong. Well, that's exciting. So you won't be up the hill to watch.
I think I'll be back by Sunday.
Oh,
I'll be back in time for the Premier League T20.
Any tips? Do you know any insights about the Hong Kong Cricket Club Premier side?
It's going to be very strong.
It should be, but is there anyone missing? I mean, we've already done our tips.
Neither team has announced their starting 11 yet. A lot of good players available in both.
Yeah.
So it's going to be...
How do you fit everyone in?
Exactly. That's the challenge right now. It's going to be interesting to see.
So what do you got? Martin?
You'll have all the national players. Yeah, you'll have all of them.
Ange? And I'm just trying to go through the batting order.
The batting order is pretty locked in. The top three, Martin, Anshuman,
and Zakat. Does cheat code come in at four?
Probably four, five, six somewhere. You've got Nina and Kinshaw. That's going to all be sorted out. You've got Luke there. Probably going to have David Jakir keeping, and then just a question of who the seamers are. Probably Adil, most of the team picks itself.
So no Shiv? You can't fit Shiv into that team?
So I think Shiv's not available.
Because he can't fit into the team.
I think he's got school commitments.
Yeah, school commitments on a Sunday. You're lying. Anyway, that's going to be a great game. Let's wrap this up. Nitesh, thanks very much again for joining us. We'll do it again next week, and make sure you tune in, if you can, to all the games. Nitesh, thank you.
Thank you.
Tammy, who doesn't have a microphone on, thank you. And we'll catch you all next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2024.
I think I'm going for a bat. And that's that.